Gray is a specialist immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors based in Newcastle. Joins me now. Bryony, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been acting for people affected by this. Give me an idea of what they're facing.
Well, I think what people need to remember is that the people that came on in the Windrush and the subsequent influxes came legally to Britain, and they came as British subjects at the time. Their status then changed following an Act of Parliament in 1971 to have indefinite leave to remain, so they became residents rather than British subjects. But since that time, they've remained in the UK legally, but many of them haven't got documents to prove that. And how it's come to light now is because the government have brought in changes to the law since 2012, meaning people have got to be able to prove their right to be in the UK in order to work, to access medical help, to rent a property, that kind of thing. And so these people have been living here perfectly legally, but now can't prove that, and that's why they've hit problems.
Right, so they came as children, but now in, you know,
well, as adults, as well.
Okay, all right, so well into their adult lives, and they're having to prove their right to be here. Give me an idea of how that's affecting some of the people you're working with.
Well, for example, a Commonwealth citizen called me around Christmas time and said my employers said they're going to dismiss me because I can't prove that I've got indefinite leave to remain in the UK. What's happened is it's stamped in my old passport, my expired passport. It says indefinite, so obviously it doesn't end, but they say the new government rules say it's got to be stamped in a current passport or have a, what's called a biometric residence permit, like a pink residence card to show I can be here. And because I can't do that, my employer says I can't work, and therefore they're going to dismiss me. I mean, he worked as a financial advisor. He's had the same job for about 5 years.
And what impact is all of that uncertainty having on your client?
Well, it makes him, this client was very concerned. Obviously, he's got a mortgage to pay. He's got a family to support. As far as he's concerned, he's here completely legitimately, and indeed he is. I mean, thankfully, I managed to get some information to him, and his employer agreed to give him a period of time to obtain a new residence permit. But in his head, he didn't have to. So, you know, why do I have to prove the right to be here? I've got the right to be here. So it's very distressing and upsetting for people.
And why has all this come about, Bryony? Why is this an issue now?
Well, because the government have brought in new laws since 2012, gradually making to try and enforce immigration control more strictly. So that I think the idea behind it is to target people who are unlawfully here, like illegal immigrants. But the problem is it's actually affecting people who are legally here because they can't all prove the right to be here. And they haven't had to historically. So suddenly they're also having to prove their right to be here. So it's really things like the right to work checks, which employers are now enforcing quite strictly because they face fines if they employ people illegally. The NHS are being told to check everyone's status before they treat them. Landlords can't now rent a property to people unless they prove the right to be in the UK. So suddenly you can find yourself without a job, homeless, and not be able to access medical treatment.
Okay, this sounds like a complete mess. How is this going to be sorted and how quickly?
Well, the government have said yesterday that they're going to take steps to make the documentation process, I think, more simple, or at least consult on that. I think it's going to take some time because I think the culture at the Home Office is very suspicious of people. They want people to prove their right to be here. And often the evidential requirements are quite high. They want people to pay quite high fees to be able to get a document to prove their right to be here, which some people can't pay. So I think they really have to relook at the system again. And I don't think it's going to be a very quick process. Having said that, I think after yesterday's announcement in Parliament, the Home Office will back off any what's called enforcement actions. They hopefully they'll not proceed with detaining people and asking them to leave the UK as they have been recently.
Have some people been deported from perhaps the only country they can ever remember living in if they came here as a child?
I haven't had personal cases, but I understand from just context I've got that has happened, and people certainly have been detained.
That's quite a slur on your character, isn't it, if you've been detained? And actually, you're going, well, hang on a minute, I've just been living here all my life since I was a child.
Yes, indeed. I do understand from other practitioners that there are cases of people actually being asked to leave the UK and that may have been deported, but I haven't had any personally.
What happens then if somebody has been deported incorrectly? Are we going to go let them come back again? We're going to go to them and say, well, look, we're really sorry we kicked you out of the country you've only ever lived in, please come back.
You'd hope so. yes, it's a bit of a... I think the government just didn't say they weren't aware of any examples, but that's not the feedback that I've had through, you know, through social media and other professional group contacts. But I'm sure in the past, if the government have wrongly asked someone to leave the UK, they usually have been allowed to come back and there's been compensation paid. But clearly we should stop it happening in the first place.
Right. Final question, Bryony. Could this be either a warning shot now, you know, a kind of taste of things to come maybe, or this could be avoided when the Brexit process is completed and some people will not be able to stay in the country anymore? Is this kind of one thing, and then what might happen after Brexit be something else, but on a bigger scale?
Well, absolutely. I think if you're a European national living here, you might feel even more nervous this morning than you had done before. Yes, because the government, again, are saying to European nationals, don't worry. We'll know you've got 2 years to get a settled status permit. Don't worry about it. We won't be asking you to leave the UK. But if employers or landlords or the NHS suddenly want proof that they can be here, how are they going to get that quickly? You know, the process, it needs to be simplified and it needs to be made clear so people aren't left in a panic now.
Bryony Gray, thank you very much indeed, from David Gray Solicitors in Newcastle.